is what must be understood. So many people left the Nation of Islam, that is, they left attending the temple, because they couldn't have business and stay in the temple. Very few businesses you allow to operate and stay in the temple. Say, we have a clothing shop, you can't go into that. We have barber shop, you can't go into that. We have dressmaking factory, you can't go into that. We got a restaurant, you can't go into that. We got a grocery store, you can't go into that. That was the situation. That was the case. How come those brothers who knew that, like that brother used to work for Mama Speaks, and went out and got to start working for the Defender, and now he's in some other publication? Charles something. Charles 37X, I think he was, or something like that. Oh, Astia, that's right. He changed his name. In fact, he asked me to give him a name. Astia. I recommended Astia because I saw he was more black than Muslim, so I said Astia. Astia is from Africa. But I put Muhammad to it, hoping that Muhammad would bring him back to a balance, Astia and Muhammad. Say negative things and attack us and try to make people think that we were just deserting all the good interests and concerns of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Well, all praises to Allah. Among those business-minded people in our community or in our membership who did not misrepresent our direction and our role, our new role in business or in economics, is an business concern, a business operation by the name New World Fish. It operates in Los Angeles, out of Los Angeles. It was built by sincere brothers, two of them, who got together, didn't have anything, with the little scratch they had, they borrowed. And that was nothing, finished. They borrowed $35. And they took $35. In fact, they had nothing, that's right. They borrowed. They took $35 and they went and bought some fish. They borrowed an old 65 model Cadillac. And they used that 65 model Cadillac to deliver their fish door to door. I'm talking about my followers. I'm not talking about first resurrection. I'm talking about my followers. Those brothers, within a short period of time, were realizing $600 a week. Gross. They built that fish business successfully to a $100,000 inventory. They have their own freezer. They have a van to carry their fish. Those brothers are in big business. All praises due to Allah. We thank Allah for those brothers, because they are evidence in this community of my own role in business. If my message was to go out of business, to give up the sinful dollar, how come those brothers didn't interpret it that way? Now, I picked them because the news of their success is fresh in the paper. They just articles written on them in the Los Angeles paper just here recently. We have other examples of successful businessmen. I asked for for our businessmen association. That would be separated from the Mustard administration. That would operate as an independent committee. But following the direction of this community. That is working in cooperation with the interests, the business interests of this community. We have a committee now that has improved, and I look for more improvement. I believe that they're going to steadily improve. The Dalian Business Association in Chicago. Its chairman is Brother John Omar. Very brilliant, very talented, brilliant man in the field of business and commercial ideas, interests. I have recently received some correspondence from the Dalian Businessmen Association in Philadelphia, and I'm impressed with what I've learned so far of their operation there. It seems to me that sooner than we thought, we are going to have a Dalian Businessmen National Association, with competent, honest, decent, sincere leadership that will protect my concerns, my interests, so that they won't be at odds with this community or with the concerns in our community. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, these are the good news that you're part of the good news that I wanted to give you today. And that's good news. Best news I can give you is what I keep trying to tell you all along. I ain't doing this. Allah's doing this. I'm just an instrument. Alien News, their comments on our call for a return to the economic program of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And in their report is the Burrell's report that was carried in Black Enterprise magazine. I was aware that an estimate of $80 billion to $130 billion has been reported as the figure representing our spending every year in the United States of America. Now don't let your mind forget that. Estimate of $80 to $130 billion being spent every year by you and me that complain every year we don't have no economic dignity, no economic substance. That report says that presently there is a 100.7 billion dollar collected income, aggregate income in the Dalian community of America. I don't know if all of you all read that, but you should. Because the Dalian News are carrying some important data, some important figures, and important data from around the world. It's important to read the Dalian News. See you below, brothers and sisters. The report also says that we represent in numbers, in physical numbers. The greatest population of Bilalian people on this earth concentrated in one nation, except for Nigeria. Now, I haven't followed up this report to see if it's really factual, but I know the editorial department of Bilalian News deals in facts. All right. So I would be very suspicious if you come up with a different report. Because I know my own, I don't know you. In order to fully utilize your own capability, you have to have some vision of your capability. You have to have some grasp, some mental grasp of your own capability. Why are you telling us that? Wake up! The biggest problem for our people is we don't have any ability to get started. We're like the person who never gets enough sleep. Every morning, the blanket weighs 500 pounds. Have the clock alarm 10 times before you finally get up. Reset it and reset it. 2 more minutes. Let me time it to reset after 2 minutes. We are people that have a hard time moving out on things we know we should move out on. And I'm convinced with us is because we are the people that are least in control of our own self. And the reason why we're least in control of our own self is because we are the people who least estimate our own worth and value. We don't know our worth. We don't know our value. We think we're cheaper than we are. We ain't cheap, we're expensive people. We ain't small, we're big people. We ain't poor, we are rich people. But we just haven't evolved socially and intellectually enough as a community to utilize the power that we have. Are we about to get down to the nitty-gritty? I believe we are. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may God forgive him his sins and rest his soul in peace and grant him the place he has earned in the history of them all. I would say the history pages of them all, because the history is already here. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, that courageous Bilalian, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who never received an elementary diploma, not to mention high school and college. He was given carriage a package called English Lesson Number C1. The 34 problems. The first 14 question and answer. The student enrollment. The actual facts. He was given carrots in that package that was put together by his mystical teacher, Professor W.D. Farrar, or Wallace Farrar Muhammad. That man with something in his hand that gave him direction for establishing a religious black people's organization, or nation of Islam in a nation. He got so much courage because of this new knowledge and new vision that he told his people, there's nothing that we can think of to do that we can't do if you just support me and follow me. The key to the success of this program was only this, that you follow me and support me. He didn't ask for anything else. He didn't ask anybody to come in and write the religion, or write the law, or write the future plan. He said, I have the plan. All I want is you to follow me and support me. He himself was directly in touch with what he had received, so he didn't trust anybody else that was not directly in touch with what he had received. And the community came to his calling, and they followed him, and they said, there's no God but Allah. All of Elijah Muhammad is his last messenger. And they believed in it, and they defended it, and they would bust your mouth wide open. If you disrespected their leader. Why am I telling you this? Because it's good to reflect on our history. It's good to look back and see how you got where you are today. And we have got where we are today because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad received a message and a teaching that he could trust with all his heart, mind, and soul. And a message that inspired him and encouraged him and the other members who followed him to improve their moral and physical lives. That's how come we are here, where we are today. Now, beloved brothers and sisters, if it wasn't for the new vision that Allah blessed me with, you would have gone straight to hell. Not only hereafter, but here and now, you would have gone straight to hell. We had to get back on the path of moral development, moral building or development to save the leadership of the nation of Islam from moral corruption, crime, and abuses of their own members. Now all praise is due to Allah, on this day, addressing the many messages, I can say with full confidence that I have more moral strength and more spiritual strength in this following than we ever had in any following behind us. We are stronger now, spiritually and morally, than we have ever been since 1930, July 4th. I have brothers and sisters now that will not only die for the honor of Elijah Muhammad, they will die for the Quran, they will die for Allah, they will die for truth and righteousness. They will die for each other. This is the day that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was trying to get us into. And isn't it wonderful that he only stopped about 3 or 5 years short of reaching the mark? Only about 3 or 5 years after his death. Here we are! Great God! Don't think that this moral transformation and spiritual transformation that we call an evolution or a metamorphism, don't you think it was possible without the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and without Deputy Farad? Don't think it was possible without them. No, Allah has blessed us. Allah has been working for us. And he didn't start with W.D. Muhammad. He started when the first man cried out and didn't have anybody to help him. That's when he started. Buddy, my bones, oh, they count inside my body. Yes, indeed. My blood plays music as it flows through my veins. Every fiber of my being is having a jubilation because I know deep within inside of my very genetic makeup, I know, can't nobody tell me, I know that Nat Turner is rejoicing inside of my being. Marcus Garvey, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Debbie D. Farad, they all having a jubilation inside my being. They say, this is what we were waiting for. This is the day we pushed to get to. Oh, yes, they pushed to get where we are now. A man first has to have a home, then he build a city. All praise is due to Allah. Oh, tell me, how is this possible? That you rejected what your father teach, and you yet say that you are the continuation. become a man. He washed the clay off of him. He washed the dust off of him. That's where he began. He's not saying it's not useful. He's just saying that I have grown out of it. Clay and dust is still useful to man. But he doesn't want what was in the beginning, his very being. Your very being started with something that was no more than clay and dust. Water. Human semen. Blood. A clot of blood. A fetus lump. Now we wash off the dust. We wash off the rub off the clay from our hands. And we wash off any blood that get on us. But that's where we came from. We came from mysticism, symbolism, a lot of superstition. We came from many false concepts. I don't think we're throwing out the baby with the water. We're just throwing out the wash water. We're keeping the baby. Told you once, and I'll tell you over and over again. You want to see the honor of Elijah Muhammad that built this nation, that's called the Nation of Islam in America, and now the World Community of Islam in America? Do you want to see the honor of Elijah Muhammad? Look at me again. If I wanted to be different, I could be different. If I didn't like what he did, I could reject it. And I could become as foreign to what he wanted as perhaps some of these people who now look at me as the enemy. Yes. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, there is more to what has happened here than meets the eye. And it takes Allah to bless you with full understanding. Oh, are you the Honorable Elijah Muhammad reincarnated? No. We don't believe in reincarnation. I'm the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. Because of my new insight into the working or the teachings and workings of Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Allah bless me to see into his works and into his thinking, where he wanted to go, into his psychology. I was able to see even into his psychology. So Allah bless me with that knowledge of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's own thinking. And because of that, I'm twice the man that I would be, that I would have been, pardon me, had I not been sent to see into the Holy Life Mama. Because now I have his great tool, plus my own tool. Yes. Oh, I don't believe it. That's okay. No, forget it. Now, dear beloved Muslims, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, from reading the lessons that were given to him by history, he took up the same psychology. And he began to work it consciously, or who knows, maybe unconsciously. He began to work that psychology. Told you, oh, very, very fascinating thing, and very, very unbelievable thing, an incredible thing about yourself and your own worth and power. Some of you couldn't even be control a toothbrush. You didn't have the ability to handle a toothbrush. But the teacher who taught the Elijah Muhammad, he said that you were the God. You were the God. Of the planet Earth, the father of civilization and God of the universe. That's what he told you. That's from the lessons that were given by the mystic W.D. Farad, W.F. Muhammad. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, he also told you the square miles of the Earth. How much water, how much land, the height of the mountain, the weight of the earth, 6 billion tons. Then he challenged your imagination to even conceive the whole universe. He said the diameter of the universe is 6 quintillion miles. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad applied that psychology in his efforts to get you to support programs that was needed to improve your physical condition. He applied the same psychology. You didn't have nothing. You were making $40, $39, and 76 cents a week. And he said, we want to buy up. About 50,000 acres of the best farmland in the South.
Come up.
to follow the path of falsehood and follow it just as devotedly. Sacrifice all your all for falsehood, even your life. Everything, sacrifice everything for falsehood. And just like truth encourages us to promote truth, to impart truth, to spread truth. One who gives himself to lies, he is urged on to promote lies, to impart lies, to spread lies. And the one who's capable of telling the biggest lie will be the biggest ruler along that avenue. No nation before America told a lie as big as the lie America told. America told the biggest lie. Now, pardon me, I have to correct that. It wasn't America. Christianity in Europe told the biggest lie that was ever told before in the history of human beings. So the one who has the courage to tell the biggest lie will become the chief of the liars. And the one who has the courage to tell the greatest truth will become the leader of the truthful. Allah has designed it. Allah has designed it. He has made it so you can succeed in the material world by telling lies and going after material things. You can succeed by being wicked. Wicked by being a total devil. You can succeed, but you will not get happiness. You will not find peace. This world that we have known, that we call Western world or Christianity, it is a world that has followed the path of the biggest liar. And it has come into the biggest material reward. On the other side, we have the sincere religious people who refuse to follow the big liar. They have also progressed. Out of their struggles have come W.T. Muhammad. Oh, yes. And before me, many others, and with me, there are many others. Around this world, there are many others, but I don't think none as significant as I am. Oh, how can a man, he's also proud and boastful, conceited. Maybe you can digest it better if you say it. So maybe I should use the New Testament word. Who do you say I am? And the one that gives the best report, I'll say, on that rock. But since I don't deal in those mysteries anymore, my job is to bring you out of those mysteries. I'm just speaking plain truth. I know of no leader in religion that is more significant at this present time than I am. And it's simply because I understand what God has done for us. That's how come I say that. I understand what Allah has done for us. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he got into the path of that movement that goes out for material things and used the tool or the instrument of lies. The biggest lie. The biggest lie is a lie told on God. Allahu Akbar means bigger. Bigger. Allah is the biggest. And the biggest lie that you could possibly tell is a lie told on God. Big Christianity gave the Gentiles, so-called Gentiles, the European Western world, the biggest lie that was ever told in the history of human beings. W.D. Farrar coming up as a social experimenter, writing his own satire, indicting what they had done. He created a model. He assimilated their evil under different names and different words, but the same old evil. He assimilated their evil and produced a kind of model laboratory that speaks out against the evils of this world. Say, oh yes, you now look at you. Can't defend yourself. Here we got a black nation growing up in your white America, and you can't defend yourself. Here we got black religion growing up in your America, and you